city manager, fully responsible for all the affairs of the city government. And, you know, I think he's, as I said last night, he's, we have a very diverse council, competing interests, competing priorities. And he does a very good job at balancing all of those interests and working to keep council happy while also helping to move the city forward. And, as you know, he took over at a very tumultuous time when we were going into kind of a shutdown with COVID-19. And he's done a very good job helping us to navigate through the pandemic and also through kind of some of the social changes and protests that have been happening around the George Floyd protest and our conversations that we've been engaging in around racial equity. So I think he's done all of that in a very cooperative and compassionate way as a really effective leader for the city.
And that's a skill, isn't it?
It is. You know, I over time, Jonathan's been around the city for a long time, and I think he predates me by a couple of years. Back when he first arrived in the city working for the DDA. So, you know, he's kind of learned to be a jack of all trades and learned how to hone his political skills to help advance important issues for the city and get projects done here. And that's no small feat. So I'm really happy to have him on board full time. And I think he is too. And he really wants to make Jackson his forever home, and I think this job gives him that opportunity to stay here, raise his family here, and continue to help grow his city.
Well, this is it fair to say this next year will be certainly challenging?
Yeah, you know, I think while we've, you know, kind of went into this year with different plans at the state of the city and then got hit by the coronavirus pandemic and everything else that's happened in 2020. I mean, I have to admit in 2021 gets a little bit more stable. You know, we're going to have a election season this year. Maybe there'll be some different policymakers and Washington making some different decisions that'll help us get back to some degree of normalcy. But, you know, I do think that while we've been hit with a lot of these challenges in 2020, that 2021 and the next fiscal year is when we really start to deal with a lot of the repercussions of some of the decisions that have been made this year. So, you know, it's going to be challenging. It's going to be challenging to balance the budget and continue to provide high quality services to the residents and businesses that we represent, but I think it ends up to the towns and so the city council.
You guys talked about some special assessment road repairs, turned some down and approved at least one last night. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so Clinton Street got approved. There was a couple, 3rd Street, Washington, that didn't get the votes necessary to move forward, so those projects won't be moving forward, and I think our city engineer is going to have to go back and find ways to reallocate those projects. I voted for those two projects, at least, with fixing Washington and 3rd Street. You know, those are parts of areas where they're connected to other roads we've started to redo and started to kind of build out, fixing streets from the downtown outwards, and in particular on 3rd Street, similar to what we did on 1st Street between Glick and Morales, is starting to put some of those decorative light poles. That was a project that we also wanted to do on 3rd Street there, if you remember. I think it was late fall, sometime in September last year, we had a homicide right there at the near the intersection of Washington and 3rd. So starting to, you know, trim those trees up, put new lights in, are some of the things that can help. Building that safe environment can help with some of those matters, and that's something that we're also actually the city manager and some of the leadership from the Housing Commission met out at Chalet and Walk the Grounds, and the city's going to be helping the Jackson Housing Commission going through Chalet Terrace and starting to trim up a lot of the trees and fix the lights. And I've talked to Consumers Energy and Mindy over what Consumers can do to help get some more lighting over there to make that area, you know, improve the safety of that area. So, yeah, but we did have some road projects that didn't move forward last night, and we're just going to have to reallocate those funds and propose some different projects to the council.
The city will be creating a Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Can you talk about that?
We're halfway there. It passed first reading, advanced to second reading, and final adoption, so that'll be slated for September 8th. Part of the work, and Councilwoman Schlechte noted that we've been doing a lot of work around diversity and inclusion. We're going to build equity, more equity in the city of Jackson through a variety of different trainings and different stances that we've taken, some even just things increasing the community conversations around some of the issues. When I picked my books of the year around the new Jim Crow, evicted, you know, we're wanting to have more of those conversations around what it means and what work we can do to build a more tolerant, inclusive, and diverse community. Last night, we codified the chief equity officer position to indicate that that is a position that we want to have at the city, no matter who's in the city manager seat. And we put that position under a new Department of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And within the scope of that department, we also proposed constituting a new Racial Equity Commission to deal with some of the issues that we're talking about right now, of how we build a more just and equitable city, particularly around racial issues. And that commission is going to be reviewing our city policies, our city programs, the way in which we spend our resources to make sure that we're doing so in an equitable way that gives everyone the opportunity as needed to gain access to employment, to stable housing, you know, you name it. So I think, you know, we've worked with community partners and community advocates in this space. Keisha Hamilton has done a tremendous job and a good fighter for working with us on that, working with Freddie Dancy and I to propose those measures. Passed first reading tonight and goes on to second reading on September 8th.
Who's in charge of that, council or manager or you?
The chief equity officer, John Willis, would be okay. The staff to the commission, and then similar to the other commissions that we have, it would support kind of an advisory commission up to council.
So take our questions to John Willis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, John's a great guy. He's very talented and knowledgeable about the community and really passionate about these issues, so I think he's going to do a tremendous job himself,
and you know, a good singer,
and incredibly talented. I mean, in fact, the whole Willis family is incredibly talented. So John's done a good job, and you know, raising his family here in Jackson, and he was actually talking to me the other day about how he grew up in Shelley Harris, and you know, he just wants to see this community be successful and wants to do anything that he can to make that happen.
Yeah, good man. You had a hearing was held for the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority. I was that the first one?
Yeah, so the way that the law is constituted is that we have to establish a hearing date and then hold the hearing, and then 60 days, not less than 60 days thereafter, pass a resolution to actually establish it. So it's a little bit of a long process because you're establishing a new authority. I'll say there's been a little bit of confusion that this new authority isn't raising anyone's taxes. Again, it is a tax increment financing authority. So the incremental value when property taxes go up, that incremental raise in the value of the property is captured. So everything that is established when we establish the baseline, all of the taxes that we're currently bringing in for all those properties that are in that proposed district will still be coming into the city. But as property values go up, that incremental value is captured by that authority and simply reinvested back in that area. So it really is a way for the properties in that area to make sure that as their property values go up, they're being reinvested right back in their neighborhoods, which, you know, then will have the effect of increasing property value, and it creates this kind of accelerator effect. So I think it's a great opportunity for council to put its money where its mouth is and invest in continued progress out of downtown into the neighborhoods, but also continue to invest in areas that have been traditionally underserved right at a time when we're really talking about racial equity, social equity, and how we build a more equitable community.
Well, we're going to invite you to lunch today, Tracy's Tavern, live broadcast today. Come on over for an A burger. But wear your mask. Bring the council with you.
Bring everyone on out.
Bring them on over. Wear a mask. Bring Griffin. Bring them all over.
The whole town. I'll see what I can do.
Okay, so you're done for August. What, the next meeting is September?
Next meeting is September 8th, and then in October we get back to biweekly meetings. So we'll be doing 2 a month back in October. So it did kind of work out with the schedule that we had put in place at the beginning of the year to kind of space out our meetings, and then we got hit with the pandemic. So it has made things make a little bit more sense during the pandemic. But yeah, our next meeting is September 8th, and then in October we get back to 2 a month.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dolbies. Derek, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Take care.